And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
It's official. As of right now, the debate over whether or not we can expect changes in our climate in the years ahead is over. And the winner is, you guessed it, the global warming climate change advocates. So as these changes will take years to develop, we have time to relax a little and enjoy our world. And that's what we're doing as we travel around the country, hearing what's happening right now in our state parks. And we bring you up to date as we announce the weekly Earth Summit, when your voice of the Earth continues here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
It's taken years to get people to accept it that global warming is happening. But with whole nations pushing for global cap and trade systems, our media filled with ads by every major corporation touting their commitment to a cleaner, greener environment, with Academy Awards going to mainstream movies, and even China talking about a need to limit their greenhouse gas emissions, we've won the debate. Now it's time for us to begin to work together around the world to do things right. It is, quite frankly, possibly one of the most significant single benefits from globalization. Who knows? Maybe the world might begin to see the excitement of creating a world where we work together. We won. And now that we've won, it's important to realize that many of these changes will take years to materialize. Although I can see the ocean shoreline from my studio, people are out there enjoying the ocean. No one's running in terror. I don't see oceanside homes condemned as unsafe to live in. If we do things right, we can help to undo what we've already done wrong. So, we do have time to enjoy this earth, and that's what we're going to do today. It's spring in the Northern Hemisphere, a time of life and birth and exuberance. And we're going to travel from one side of the country to another to hear just what is happening in the forests and the bayous and prairies as told to us by naturalists in our state parks from Minnesota, South Carolina, Wyoming, and more. That's coming up in segments 2 and 3. And following today's news, we're just 1 week away from a major new format for the Wild Side News, as next week we launch the Weekly Earth Summit. You'll find out why we keep talking about the most important 10 minutes on Earth. It's all coming up following the week's news. So now the news. Former UN Secretary Kofi Annan said last Friday that topping the list of issues confronting the international community are restoring the environment and dealing with climate change. Mr. Annan stated, "If we do not get the climate under control, if we do not confront the challenges of the environment, every other effort we are making can be washed aside." That pretty much makes the case that we've won our point. Those mystical narwhals, the deep-diving Arctic whales famous for the male's long spiral tusk, are being harnessed with radio telemetry recording devices in order to track their movements and record conditions in their northern habitats. The narwhals spend much of their time diving to depths of over a mile into the frigid Arctic seas, hunting for the Greenland halibut, a deep-water flatfish that lives on the floor of Baffin Bay. Of the 100,000 narwhals estimated to exist, 50 to 70,000 live in the Baffin Bay area. Researchers plan to outfit 10 narwhals with the telemetric monitors in hopes of learning much more about the habits of the narwhal and the conditions of this remote area that lies in the midst of one area on Earth where the effects of climate change are already being felt in a most dramatic way. Last week, we reported on the Amur leopard of Russia's far north. The Amur leopard is considered one of the most endangered animals on Earth, with estimates of between 25 and 34 living in the wild. This week, That number was reduced by one as hunters shot and clubbed a female Amur leopard to death. This brings the number of females down to six, as males tend to be born in greater numbers during times of severe population stress. The Amur leopard is critically endangered due to a lack of effective protections by the Russian government and the disappearance of habitat due to the encroachment of human populations. Scientists are at it again, trying to prove very complex animal behaviors from a purely scientific perspective. Scientists announced that they had uncovered proof to dispute a commonly held belief that chimpanzees are as cooperative as they are, and they are one of the most cooperative animals along with humans, in an effort to protect and strengthen their bloodline. Researchers for years have believed that male chimpanzees associate and cooperate more with blood-related males, such as sibling brothers, and that certainly is the case. But after conducting genetic analysis of fecal samples, scientists have concluded that yes, chimps do tend to cooperate with their sibling males, but also find plenty of opportunity to cooperate with males outside their bloodlines. Scientists conclude, once and for all, that cooperation is not the exclusive domain of the human species. They have now proved conclusively that animals, besides humans, do cooperate. And just about the time you think scientists have given us something we can feel confident about, other scientists announce that we'd better start wondering once again if there is life on other planets, as they have discovered a planet that is enough like our own Earth to raise some serious speculation about whether or not life does exist beyond our earthly realm. Key commonalities include a similar size, although you would weigh more there, but most importantly, the climate appears to be fairly generally hospitable for life as we know it on Earth. Unlike Earth, the planet circles its sun every 13 days, compared to our 365 days. You'd get much older faster. At this time, not enough is known about this new discovery to decide if perhaps we should start to consider this new planet in our long-term sustainability plans for people on planet Earth. And that's the news. For weeks, we've been talking about a new feature coming to the Wildside News, the weekly Earth Summit. Well, we're about to make some program changes to the Wildside News in order to bring the most timely and significant voices around the world to you each week. Beginning with our May 3rd show, the Wildside News will get right into a 10-minute weekly global conference featuring the views, opinions, thoughts, and observations of some of the world's leading naturalists, scientists, and activists. The Weekly Earth Summit will feature a regular panel of experts who shape the debate and influence the research that is so critical around the world. Each week, during our first segment, you will be brought up to date by our 10 experts, helping you to keep informed, current, and prepared to help in this global effort. The regular panel reflects a broad spectrum of thought, so critical now to help you formulate your own conclusions and actions based on research and action that is drawn from the data being collected by NASA, research coming from around the world on animal behavior, population studies, as well as the thoughts of the major environmental organizations, the faith-based community, students, and the provocative progressive ideas that challenge us all to think of bold new visions for our future. We are proud to announce the regular participation by the following Weekly Earth Summit regulars. Bringing years of professional experience from his years at NASA, working with the Pew Foundation on the oceans, directing the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, Dr. Charles Kennell is currently heading up UCSD's Environment and Sustainability Initiative. He chaired the National Academy of Science National Research Council Committee on Global Change Research from 1998 to 2001. Dr. Kennell's understanding of the complexities of the dynamics of our Earth is expressed in his wise, specific commentary that inspires even the highest members of the scientific community to take action. Joining us each week as well will be Dr. Robin D. Moore, who heads up the Amphibian Specialist Group with the internationally renowned Conservation International. Dr. Moore is actively involved in addressing specifically the tragic condition of amphibians around the world. His weekly efforts will help to unite a worldwide awareness and response network to move quickly to do what is necessary to stem the impending crash of this whole class of animals. Speaking up to foster the awareness that animals are complex, feeling, intelligent, responsive members of the living continuum is Dr. Mark Beckhoff, Professor Emeritus of Biology at the University of Colorado. He directs some of the world's most advanced studies in animal communication. He's authored many books on the emotional lives of animals. Along with Jane Goodall, he is co-founder of Ethologists for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and will unite his perspective along with the other panelists each week to provide a balanced vision of revisioning our future. Dr. Thomas Lovejoy brings to the weekly Earth Summit a unique mix of scientific acumen as a biologist who brilliantly defines the nature of nature. As president of the Heinz Center for Science, Economics, and the Environment, Dr. Lovejoy is central to the emerging shift in vision of globalization. He has been advisor to the World Bank, the United Nations, the World Wildlife Fund, and the Smithsonian Institution. Each week, his emerging vision will be shared with that of the other panelists. One of the strongest voices for the Earth has been Dave Foreman, who provided the stalwart spirit and voice to stand against the unjust taking of the legacy of the living from the world's natural treasury. He sees through much of the smoke and mirrors to find the truth, and he speaks it. He is a highly regarded author and founder of the Rewilding Institute that is dedicated to reconnecting the broken fabric of nature. We are proud to provide Dave Foreman his place at the podium each week to speak his truth on the weekly Earth Summit. Many in the environmental movement have been perplexed at the lack of a moral voice for the Earth. The faith-based communities, which turned to divine guidance, were uniquely silent on behalf of God's creation. Dr. Matthew Sleeth is on a quest for serving God and finds that in so doing, it is natural that the planet will be served as well. A powerful and gentle reason guides his inspiring words, which have awakened a sense of service to God's creation in an ecumenical turning of faith-based communities to join in saving the earth. His voice represents an integral part of the work yet to be done to save life on earth. Many of us have been active environmental and nature advocates for years, and we know that much of our struggle has been to preserve the wonders for future generations. College students represent that new emerging voice for the earth, and we will include young advocates from colleges across America to bring voice to their emerging voice on behalf of those yet to come. Each week, this amazing panel will talk to you in short, precise language that conveys quickly a sense of the state of the arc. The Weekly Earth Summit is the only such regular, globally available meeting of the minds that will keep the world united in this great opportunity to find our common ground through our common destiny. Because we feel that bringing the Weekly Earth Summit to the world each week is the most important mission of the Wildside News, we will bring this important message at the very beginning of each show, as most of us find our lives requiring an efficient use of time. Therefore, if nothing else, when you turn on the Wildside News each week, you will be immediately brought up to date with the most important 10 minutes on Earth. We also plan a programming change as we follow the weekly Earth Summit with the news, and then focus on one feature in our second segment. As we have for the past 3 years, we will continue to interview naturalists, authors, researchers, advocates, and people from across the nation as we go in-depth on one topic each week. So when you tune in next week, we launch our premier broadcast of the weekly Earth Summit. Join us at the table each week to hear what the world's best voices of the earth are saying. As we begin to head into summer and the rest of this year, we really cannot know what to expect. As with the recent disappearance of the honeybees, there are unknowable changes that we must now face. As weather becomes more unpredictable as species are challenged by unexpected disease and even the effects of rapidly expanding populations throughout the planet. You can know that each week you can come to the weekly Earth Summit to hear what our most versatile and circumspect minds advise. So we thank all of our listeners and look forward to a fresh new format that we are sure you will find invaluable in the years ahead. This is Sidney Wildsmith extending a very personal invitation to join our expanding global nature network as we launch the weekly Earth Summit beginning next week, May 3rd. And now, we get ready to take a wander around America and feel spring returning to our wondrous lands. Put on your hiking boots, pick up a couple of field guides, we're heading out. When your voice of the earth continues, here on the Wild Side News.
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Then dying coral reefs pushed us, hard. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.